We're always trying to make sense of the world around us. Much like you, naked, bound, blindfolded, trying to make sense of your surroundings. Classically, the explanation of matter is that it was built on four basic elements. I'm sure you're familiar with them. Start to take long, deep breaths. Try to match the length of your inhale to your exhale. Be conscious of the air filling your lungs. Take a few deep breaths. In and out. In and out. You are an absolute vision. Watching you tied up and helpless, your skin reacting to the cold, the faintest of hairs standing to attention, goosebumps raising as your body does whatever it can to keep you warm. I love the way you move into my breath as I'm blowing lines up and down your body. Watching your muscles twitch, your form contorting. Did you know that the air isn't any cooler? It's only the perception of the temperature that changes as your body heat tries in vain to warm the moving air from my breath. Physics is tricky like that. Watching the changes in your body as I blow my hot breath over your skin, watching the goosebumps go down just to come right back. You're a piece of art. It's hard not to admire you, your curves, the smoothness of your skin, your eager body, the way your skin starts to flush at your arousal. Something you have zero control over, and yet it's something so natural. Nature is beset with art. The earth is alive with it. Deserts, jungles, they all have a certain beauty. Take this cane, for instance. It's made from bamboo. It's long and strong. It's rigid, but it's flexible. Every section is bound to the next, but clearly divided into beautiful concave cylinders of the fastest growing and most resilient wood on the planet. You can feel those divisions as I slowly drag it across the front of your thighs. Feel the rough tip as it drags over your sternum, the hitch in your breath. I've always been fond of the patterns left by a cane, those haphazardly distributed vertical welts. Your apparent internal contradiction as you cry out in pain, but you also moan in pleasure and offer yourself up for more. I can see you tensing your muscles in expectation of the impending impact. Don't flinch. No need for that tonight. This is about sensation and discovery. Maybe a little pain, but you know this cane is for a different sensation. You want that, don't you? Patience, my pet. I see your desire dripping from you, as if you were melting onto your compulsory perch. Water is the foundation of all life, a basic and necessary component of all we are and all we consume. Your wetness, while not sustaining me, arouses me, and me sampling it makes you squirm and pull at your restraints. Water is versatile. Have a drink. You must be parched from all your panting and moaning. Just tilt your head back. I have a cold glass of water right here. And I'll slowly pour it in your mouth. Not too fast. And swallow it down. Good. Is that better? You still look thirsty. Let me help with that. I'll just grab a handful of your hair to steady you and pour some more. Oh, was that too much? Cough it up for me, baby. All that water wasted down your chest. Breathe. Apologize to me. Water can be tricky. Let's try again. I'll admit, attempting to provide you with life-sustaining water is paradoxically dangerous. I'll steady your head again. Don't thrash. You'll hurt yourself. Or you'll waste more water. Let me know if this is too much. Yeah, I didn't think so. Your whole body's flushed. Have another drink. It's so hard to gauge how much you can handle. Swallow it. Breathe. You're soaked. It's not just from the water you wasted. Your body is so hot with desire and need. Now, catch your breath and let me fix your blindfold. Better. I have this bowl of ice, partially melted by now, but still plenty of good-sized cubes. I told you, water is versatile. Feel the cold of the ice on your cheeks, on your lips, open, on your tongue. Hold this one for me in your mouth. Don't spit it out. Good pet. Feel the frigid drops on your neck as they drip from my hand and pool at your collarbone. Feel them drip down your chest and pool in your navel. Feel as it drips onto your hips and onto your waist. And makes its way down to your crotch. I love how much that makes you squirm. What if I took a cube and applied it to your most sensitive of areas? Maybe start with your nipples and work my way down. Feel the sudden sting as I insert this cube inside your ass. Slowly at first. One cube. Now two. Can you handle a third? I thought you could. I see you shivering. Flash of fire, detectable even though you're blindfolded. And the distinct smell of phosphorus. The candlelight accentuating the high points of your body. The smell of smoke filling your nose as the match is extinguished. I love the way you squirm as you can feel the smoldering end of this match contact your damp skin and gasp as the momentary sting of the spent and charred source of flame leaves its mark on you. I have something special planned for you. Can you guess what it is? How about I give you a little hint? Open your mouth I adore that confused look on your face. No, baby, the treat is an ice cream. I'll give you another hint. I've always favored the smell of sugar reaching its melting point. That small hint of vanilla. Yes, arch your back into it as the hot metal grazes your skin. Metal is an effective conductor of heat. It leaves the perfect round burns of red on your thighs. You're doing so good for me. I'm proud of the way you're taking all this in. I knew you'd like it. These are going to create the perfect love marks over the next few days, giving you a reminder of this little experiment. You do know me all too well, though. Of course I'm not going to forget about the wax. I love the way it splatters all over your chest when I pour it over the spoon, creating lasting fractals of heated skin and cooling wax. I'll drip some down your chest over your nipples. Your little hisses and yelps, they just incite me further. I'll work a little lower over your stomach and down your hips, creating a constellation of wax droplets. If your goosebumps earlier were art, this is my masterpiece. I bet you're incredibly turned on, aren't you? All these new experiences, the novelty, the pain, and the throbbing of your desire all collapsing into itself. Good. There'll be nothing else tonight. Maybe now you can learn a little patience and be a little less greedy of a pet. I'm going to release you. I'm going to clean you up. There'll be no sex. No pleasure of any kind. Is that understood? I need to hear that you understood.